keep in the house?
I carry it in a wheelbarrow.
Okay. Let's see. What would run from a stove to the chimney? This is an old pattern.
Height.
Okay. What do you sharpen a knife on? The edge of a knife. You sharpen it on a knife.
Sharpening rock or ground cement.
Okay. You're of a whetstone?
Oh, yes. Sharpening rock, same thing, I think.
Okay. And how about the kind that turns around that you would use to sharpen?
Oh, yeah. Grinder.
Okay. And what's the thing that you drive?
A car.
Mm-hmm. And if something's squeaking, say, in the car, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Oil it.
Besides oil, what's another way of saying you...
Fix it.
Yeah, you might get this all over your hands when you're working on a car.
Grease.
Yeah, okay. And so, grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all...
greasy.
Okay. What is it you might, that you used to burn in lamps? People used to burn it in lamps.
Kerosene.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift lamp with a rag, bottle, and kerosene?
A rag bottle.
A rag, and you have a bottle, a rag, and kerosene. It's a makeshift lamp.
What, the old lamp, kerosene lamp.
Okay, and toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say they're going to
sail.
Or describe what they're doing. You get it out into the water, you
push it.
Yeah,
launch it.
Okay. And say, what kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A small lake? A powerboat, or either powerboat. Motorboat, something with a small motor on it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the one with a flat bottom?
Flat bottom, a rowboat.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Sample.
Okay. If a girl has on a very becoming dress, you'd say, that's a very...
beautiful.
Or...
pretty.
Okay. And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Mm-hmm. To sign your name in ink, you use a...
ink pen.
Okay. And hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
a pen.
Mm-hmm. Soup you buy usually comes in a...
can.
Okay. What's that made out of?
Aluminum.
Or...
tin.
Okay. A dime is worth...
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. And what do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
An overcoat.
Okay. And what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And tell me about the parts of the suit.
Every sports coat, your trousers, your tie, your shirt.
Okay. And what about the little thing with...
your vest.
Okay. What would you wear if you're working around outside the yard or shop?
Well, I clean it up. Going by the weather, short pants, t-shirt.
What are overalls to you?
What are overalls used for?
Describe overalls to me.
No. Blue jeans with an extra top to them.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose you come home from work and somebody said something about a package that was lying on a table. They said, the delivery boy from Jones' store, get here.
Delivered.
Or?
Brought.
Mm-hmm. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please.
Pick it up.
Using the same word.
Pick up.
The other word you use brought. Okay.
Brought.
And you'd say Jones might call and say, please, it back.
Bring it back.
Okay. You might say the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fitted.
Okay. If you had an old suit, you might say that you'd have to buy a...
and hold on, repeat the question.
If you had an old suit.
An old suit?
You might say.
A new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them...
boggy.
Okay. If a shirt isn't sanitized, it will...
shrink.
Mm-hmm. And you say, the one I...